Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. Louis running a little late tonight, but we're going to kick it off with a song like we always do. And this is in honor of the Amazing Race.
Cowboy from Survivor number 13, Cook Island. Yeah, I had just had a great, great, great time at a Rad Reality Show here, and eat more rice. Okay, see y'all.
Hello, everyone. Right now you're going to have me by myself. Cherry's doing a dog parade tonight. Paul doesn't watch The Amazing Race, so he easily doesn't come to the show. And Ben, I tried to call him, but he was busy, and I see he's in the chat room. Because, Louis's running a little behind, so it's just me and you guys, and I'm reading the chat room, and we, I got the Oscars on. I didn't watch many movies this year, and the ones I did watch was from the year before, I think, it seemed like. So, I mean, I don't know. I do hope Toy Story, you know, 3 maybe wins the best picture, just because I hear it's a good one, and I can't wait to watch it. Social Network is another one I want to see. There was a couple people that are in movies that I kind of, you know, actors that I would like to watch. So I kind of been watching just for that. But, yeah, tonight's me right now by myself. I am going to probably play a song in about a few minutes. We guess, you know, we'll play another song real quick while we wait for him. I'm not feeling good tonight either, so I'm a little down. I haven't been able to prepare. But, yeah, I want to get Netflix, too. It's only $8, and I have a Wii, so I was thinking, you know, get the Netflix. But, you know, I just don't have time. I don't have time to watch them. I don't care to watch them. I'm sleeping a lot, too, and right now I just got to get myself back to shape. I did want to mention this. I watched the race a little bit today, and it's funny. You know, last week we had a 20-year-old winner. This week we have almost a 40-year-old with Jeff Gordon. I bet next week we'll have Mark Martin, who's hitting probably about 60. So, I mean, I think it's kind of funny. Every 20 years, you know, next three races, Mark Martin wins. I bet Mark Martin and Paul's about the same age. Paul's not here to hear that joke, but... Oh, okay, he told him I said he's old. He knows I don't think he's old. But, yeah, what should we talk about since I'm up here by myself? And you guys are talking about Netflix and the delay. I do want to mention this. If we haven't heard yet, Charlie Sheen did get Two and a Half Men did get their show canceled. So, you know, poor Charlie. He's going to be on the Today Show in the morning, so I'm looking forward to see that and everything. I'm reading the conversation. Oh, I do want to ask Jen Frog, did you get snow in California? So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play another song while we wait for Louie because, like I said, I couldn't find a way to help me co-host tonight. And this is one of our favorite songs. And this time we even got the intro, so we'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. This is Chase Rice from Survivor Nicaragua. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just wanted to remind you to get your buzz back.
Hey, get your buzz back.
Tried to sleep in on Saturday. This hangover sure having its way, but good thing the dogs are playing UT on the TV, 'cause that's reason enough for me to get a six pack of Remedy. I got my buzz back, now I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, 'cause I'm a pilot of this party flight, and I'm calling my buddies. It's going down, bringing last night's time back around with a couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back. I got my buzz back. Yeah. 7 digits sitting in my phone. The thought of her won't leave me alone. There was making out and making plans. And maybe tonight we can do it again. Yeah. Got the nerve to call her. Back in.
I'm a pilot of this party flight, and I'm calling my buddies. It's going down, bringing last night's good time back around with a couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back and I'm feeling all right. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, 'cause I'm the pilot of this party flight, and I'm calling my buddies. It's going down, bringing last night's good time back around with a couple of beers and my old friend Jack. I got my buzz back. I got my buzz back. Everybody get your buzz.
Okay, guys, our cop is here, and you there, Louie?
I'm here, brother.
Oh, man, I was starting to lose track of what I was going to do tonight. Now, I do want to say, guys, there's a lot to talk about Amazing Race tonight, so I want to get right on it because it's only going to be an hour show tonight, and if you missed the Amazing Race tonight, I would, if you don't want to hear the spoilers, I would turn it off now because I hate to tell you guys that, but there's lots to talk about tonight about the show. And the first thing out of your mouth should be apology, because we have it on record, which you said was going to be last week.
What did I say?
Do you not remember?
No, I don't remember.
I knew this should be a clip. How this week... It would not be an elimination round. It will be a non-elimination round.
Well, what I meant was, and I'm partially right, when the Cowboys got to the mat last, they weren't eliminated. And though it wasn't.
Oh, that's not what you meant.
Okay. Ron, I swear to God that's what I meant. I swear to God.
Yeah,
that's
whatever,
what I meant.
Whatever. Okay, I'm going to have to, Ben, get on this clip. By next week, we'll have to get it. You said they won't eliminate nobody this week because they're all stars.
No, what I meant was that first round, I didn't think they were going to eliminate the Cowboys because they said it was continued. That part of the race was continued. And I was right. I mean, so I was partially right. It could have been misinterpreted, yes. I agree. I could have.
I'm gonna have to go listen to the tapes.
Let's get to the tapes. Rewind. Get the umpire out there.
Yes, yes. Because I've been waiting for this all night.
That's
the only reason I wanted to do the show was because I definitely wanted. Okay, my next question for you.
Yes.
I have a question for you, and we're gonna talk a little bit quick before anything. So, who wears the shorts better, you or Philip? On Survivor. Yeah, we've all seen you in your gray shorts in Vegas.
Me, obviously. I obviously do. Yeah, I have witnesses. I have I have a better package, let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah, everyone last night, we were talking about that. Somebody, we saw that clip yesterday in Nikki's chat room and show, and we all were starting to laugh, and we said, man, Philip must have learned that from Louie.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was funny. We thought it was too. At least I was laughing.
Absolutely.
So how was your day today?
It was good. A buddy of mine retired as a major from a police department, and they had a big party for him. So, you know, I was partying a little bit this evening. Got a little buzz going on. I'm feeling good. And
you got a little buzz back?
Yeah.
You know who that was, right?
No, what?
You know who was singing that song? Do you know who that was?
Not Tim McGraw. What's the other guy name?
No, it's Chase from Survivor.
That's right. That's Chase. You played that last week. That's right. I love that song. It's a great song.
Yeah, I started out
does a really good job with that song.
I started out the show with a song that was for the Amazing Race tonight. I live in a land of down under.
Men at work.
Yeah, what I love the cat. I want to. Here's another one I wanted to bring up right away. The kangaroo suits. I loved them.
All right, let me tell you something right now. Steve Smith, Smitty, the third base coach for the Cleveland Indians, just texted me a little while ago, and he goes, "Oh my God!" He goes, "If we ever made it on that show, and I had to wear that outfit," he goes, "I would never ever live it down in the clubhouse." And I agree.
Oh, I bet he wouldn't.
I agree with him. I would never have lived it down inside the police station either. So the Cowboys are going to get tortured, poor bastards. They are the most, you know, out of all the teams, they are the most, like, male teams, you know, like man, like, you know, a man's man world, you know, like the Cowboys, their world they
right.
live in, they, you know, their boys aren't going to let them
what
live down.
What about the
down.
Whole Go-Trotters? I mean,
yeah, you know, the Globetrotters can get away with it because they're Globetrotters, you know? They entertain.
I do want to, while we're talking about the Cowboys, though, let's go back to the Cowboys. I do want to bring up a subject that, you know, was brought up yesterday on Mickey's show, and it was actually, you and me have, I think, talked about it on our show before, but I wanted to get it clarified from you. Okay, during your race, okay, now you watched the last show too, so you know what happened on the last show. Do you feel that Jordan and his brother cheated at all?
Absolutely.
Okay,
not.
Let me go back to why I'm bringing this question up now.
Yep.
Because if you listen to the last part of the show last week, when Cowboys, they made a reference to we didn't have to be cheaters.
To win.
We don't have to be cheaters to win a game.
Right.
And many people are assuming that's a knock at Jordan. And what's Jordan's name, brother's name?
Danny.
I knew it was Dan. I just didn't want to say it. And so what did you think? What do you think?
Absolutely not. But, yeah, do I think it was a dig to them? Yes. To Dan and Jordan, absolutely. Do I think Dan and Jordan cheated? Absolutely not. That's a game for $1 million. I've said it a million times. It's a game for $1 million. They didn't cheat. They just freaking got it, you know, they bumped themselves in front of the line and, you know, and they got themselves in front on the plane. What's cheating about that? That was strategy. That was strategic. You know, so I'm not, I love the Cowboys. Cowboys are my boys. But, I mean, Dan and Jordan did not cheat. No.
Yeah, because it sounds like in their pre-interviews, they were the only team that blamed someone else for them losing.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's all, you know, Ron, it's would've, could've, should've. That's the bottom line.
Well, I agree. I want to bring this up because I knew that it was, I kind of knew the answer to this, and I kind of wanted to make sure, clarified it up because... Because I totally agree with you what you said. Now I remember last year we debated it and I can't remember who was on the show with us. It was somebody else I think. It was before you came on, you know. And it was another Amazing Race couple. It might have been Steve and Linda, I want to say, or Dave or Mary probably. And everything. I would love to get Dan and Jordan on. And I know I have Jordan on. I should give them a drop of line, or if you know how to get, I would love to get them on sometime. And
I can do that.
Opinion.
I mean, I have both their numbers. I'll give them a shout, see if they want to come on next Sunday.
Yeah, I would like to hear what they have to say. I hear they're, you know, I bet they would like to voice their opinion about the Cowboys.
There's no love. I know that for a fact. There is absolutely no love at all. You know, they like Cord. They can't stand Jet. So let's put it that way.
I can't tell the difference between either one of those two teams. Who's who?
Well, you mean between Dan and Jordan?
Or
and Jet?
Both.
Oh, all right. Cord is the redheaded cowboy and Jet's the dock-head cowboy.
Yeah, I always forget which. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That's just me not, you know, paying attention.
No, it's everybody. So, a lot of people do it. It's not, you know.
I know it,
because
in
I,
Vegas,
you know, gotten close
in
and
Vegas,
over
I kept
so.
On, in Vegas, I kept on screwing up Jordan and Dan too.
Yeah.
And during the show, like during the red carpet, they came up to my mats.
Yep.
And they asked me to guess which one was which, and I totally fucked it up. Oh shoot! I just said fuck. I'm gonna be like the Oscars and Michelle from the Oscars.
Which one's the gay guy and which one's the straight guy?
I don't know. Jordan's the gay guy.
Right.
Hey, I got that.
No,
okay,
Dan,
I was wondering why
he razzed about it all the time, constantly.
I was wondering why my hand was touched during the interview. No, I'm just joking. bad joke.
Jordan's a really nice guy. They're both good guys. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah.
So you know, good guys, okay? But were they liked by media or fans? No. You know, they weren't fan type, favorite type people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So.
No, they're definitely not a hands-on fan, person. You know, where, you know, many, you know, reality stars are. You know, I think about 75% of them are very, very fan friendly, but
right.
There's that 25 that always seems to not care, or they just doing it for the, you know, the thrill of the race, you know, or the
right,
thrill
right.
of the being on the island, and then they want to go back underneath the rock and just like go for it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Let me tell you this. For what is it? The Vegas Bash, which isn't until September, but Brent Horn, Katie's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, is coming out this year.
Well, that's
so
cool.
Nikki's excited about that, but she heard that Katie. Is not coming out though. So yeah, I'm sorry. I know that's your girl, but she's not coming this year, I guess.
Oh, then I'm not coming either. Nope, not going. I really don't know if I'm gonna be able to go though by then. But no, you know, Katie. Yeah, we need to get Katie on. I'm desperately.
Oh, bro. I mean, I keep asking, but I don't know if she's tied on the contract or anything. I mean, every once in a while, she'll reach out to me, and we'll talk, you know, and stuff.
No, I'm
but,
just, I'm joking with you. I'm not, I was just, I mean, I understand. But, I mean, you know I love her. She's definitely, what is it? Yeah, a hottie.
Yeah, she's absolutely a hottie.
You know, I did enjoy talking to her at the Vegas Bash. She was one of the good ones that I enjoyed talking to at the bash because she was there this last year. So, Michelle from the Bronx, I don't know where she's at. She might overslept. Sometimes on Sunday she doesn't like to come either, I know, because she has other stuff she does. They're asking about Michelle from the Bronx. And Night Owl, yes, he was on the Jeff and Jordan season. People are asking about that, too. You there?
No, you're talking to me?
Yeah. No one else is on the phone line.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking to somebody else.
All
right, no, I'm here, bro. I was like, what are you talking about?
No. I'm answering questions, but you could chime in. I said, somebody asked
if you were... Ron, I'm just logging onto my computer now, so I'm sorry about that.
Wait.
I figured you were talking
about
answering things off of your, off your blog page.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Hey, before you forget, can I have the iPad that you won?
Oh man, I'm freaking.
You need to go fix that.
Facebook is crushing me right now. They told me I did some suspicious stuff. I guess what I got to do, change my password?
Yeah, go change your password. Somebody, you posted it on, I know mine, and Lisa's wall because we responded
to. No,
it's on
everybody, not just you, bro.
No. They only did it. They did it to the people that responded to your message. But you left a message saying that you want a free iPod, and I know your son and me and Lisa and Dennis, we all responded to you like, you know, you got a virus, you know, delete it,
right.
And I think we were then hit with it from you guys, you, but we didn't get hit with the virus. We just got hit with an ad on our, you know, where if we would click the link.
Right.
But anyways, you need to go change your password. I believe is all you have to do. You might want to see if you can find the app and erase that too. That's something else somebody said. But yeah, I mean, I hate when that happens. Good night, Jess.
I just changed my password. Did that. Now
okay, so what is it
link.
Now?
Oh, fuck.
That was a joke.
That sucks.
Is that the password? It sucks? You didn't hear me say it. I said, no, so now what's the password? I was going to see if you would tell me.
I would tell you. Georgia Peach.
Yeah, but you were so...
right. I got you.
So okay, guys. Louis is changing his Facebook for we don't get hit with spams from his account anymore. You guys want to call in, you know, you guys can call in and talk Amazing Race. We're only going to do the show till 11 because I don't feel good and Louie always has to work the next day. So I put it at an hour and a half in case I'm feeling good and I want to go over half an hour.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
If we have a guest and we keep on talking.
I hear you, bro.
But on Sundays, usually it's only an hour show. Usually we can get the Amazing Race updated. Are you watching Survivor, though, real quick?
Hey, I did watch it last week. that freaking guy that's in the service, allegedly in the service, he's out of his mind. Oh, my God.
All I could say is, I love me some rooster. Rooster is my man. He's going to take down Russell. You know what I'm talking about, right?
You think so?
When he got his immunity idol.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got himself a... I think he got himself a place in this year. So, Phillips is going nuts. Phillips is nuts, but... you know, I think he's funny. I hope they keep him around, though, at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love him. I love the rooster guy. I love him. He's fucking hilarious. But Russell, man, obviously him and Boston Rob, you know, they make the show. You know, I mean, and Boston Rob was pissed, huh? Oh, my God, that they lost that friggin', you know, that part of the race, that part of the Survivor, the immunity idol.
Yeah, Pam, now, no Russell love in my chat rooms. So, people know I don't like Russell.
Yeah.
You've met Russell. You met him. So what did you think about him in Vegas?
I thought, you know, not for nothing. He was friendly. Me and him talked. And like the next morning, after both being hungover, maybe like 2 hours sleep or whatever it was, I saw him in the lobby area of the hotel, and it was just me and him. I go, "What's up, Ross?" He goes, "Hey, you know," and we were bullshitting, and it's something about his girlfriend he brought there was getting all pissed off about the way women were talking to him. You know, he goes, "So I sent her home." You know. I'm like, all right. You know, he's like, well, if she don't like it, too bad. You know, I'm like, he's like he is on TV. He's arrogant, you know? So, you know, it's funny. I was at the retirement party that I was at this evening. People were just
like, coming up to me and, you know, that recognized me from the race and talking to me and stuff. And then some people got on, you know, on Survivor. You know, they go, oh, what do you think of Russell, you know?
Yeah.
Because they think, you know, everything about everything there is to know about the, you know, reality world. You know, and so I said, I like him, you know, but like this husband and wife, he loved Russell, she hates Russell. You know?
Well, I do too, but I don't like Russell.
Men, I think most men like Russell, you know. If you go to woman-men ratio, I guarantee the woman would, like, you know, despise, you can't stand them, you know.
Oh, are you saying that I'm not a man?
No, I'm not saying that you're not a man. I'm saying for the most part.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, definitely what I see with Russell is I don't like his gameplay. It's not personality that I don't like. It's his gameplay. And I just think, I don't know. I just don't think he's that great. Rob's going to kick his ass, though.
I love Boston Rob, man. He's from New England. You know,
we got
Boston
a caller,
Rob.
Actually. I don't know
What's
if
that?
They wanted to talk or if they're just because they're on Skype and they can't push one. So I want to pick up their call.
Where is it out of?
It's a Skype call.
Uh-huh.
Copper, do you want to talk?
Yeah.
Or Cooper, or?
Yeah, it's me.
How you doing, boss? Can you hear
us?
Yeah,
I'm here.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, yeah. I think you're being a bit hard on a friend here, sitting on the phone.
Where are you calling from?
Britain, UK.
In the UK?
UK. Are you an Amazing Race fan?
Amazing Race. Never heard of it. I'll tell you what I do know, though. What I do know is that I don't know where his accent comes from. I don't know, Boston or someone or other. But you're giving my friend here a very hard time.
What friend?
No, the other man. The other man who sounds
hey,
like...
Hey, who was I giving a hard time, boss?
You are, my friend. You are.
Who am I giving a hard time to?
This friend that has a very feminine voice.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, I believe that you got the big macho man, right? And what the big macho man is doing is talking to the intelligent man. So you got the big dumb man talking down to the very intelligent, slightly smaller physique man, trying to overpower his views and his thoughts. Well, this should not be.
Are you talking about Survivor, or are you talking about The Amazing Race?
Well, I haven't got a fucking clue what The Amazing Race is. So
then you're talking about Survivor, and are you talking about the guy they call Rooster?
What is The Amazing Race? Can you explain to me what The Amazing...
Yeah, sure. The Amazing Race is a television show here in the United States that's very popular. I was on it 2 seasons ago. We race against 11 other teams. Well, actually, there's 11 teams in total, and we race around the world. We actually, last season, they went to the UK. The Amazing Race was there. We go all over. My season... We went to South America, Europe, Asia. You know, so it's a show that you compete against, and you do different type of stunts or activities that are similar to what your country has. You know, we do something in your country that we're not used to doing.
Oh, I see. Like chasing the cheese down the hill and things like that.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah.
You saw that. That's The Amazing Race.
Yeah. Oh, well, I do apologize. I thought you were talking about The Amazing Race as in The Amazing creed, color, race.
No.
I might have said a few things wrong, but the whole reason why I called was my friend here. I'm from Brooklyn, the big.
No, I'm from Rhode Island. I'm not from New York or Boston. I'm from Rhode Island. It's the smallest state in the United States.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'm from nowhere near there.
I'm very close to those areas, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What else do you do?
That's why I sound like them.
Oh, okay. Well, we came from Brooklyn. But, yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. The whole reason why I called is that I thought you was giving my friend here a hard time.
No, which, I'm sorry I'm misunderstanding, but which friend are you talking about? Are you talking about the guy they call Rooster?
I think it's me. I think he's talking about me.
Yeah,
think you're giving me a hard time?
Oh, he doesn't know a hard time, my friend, in the UK.
I was going to say, I give him more of a hard time than I think he gives me.
Exactly.
Really? Oh, wow.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Derek Cooper.
Derek, my pleasure to meet you, sir.
It's
my pleasure to speak with you.
It's an honor.
Well,
thank you for calling
in, and have a good one.
Yeah, okay. Well, see you later.
God bless. That was weird.
He's actually in the chat room, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I did see him in the chat room.
Is somebody else giving you a hard time in the chat room?
No.
And he thinks it's me?
No, it's you, I think.
Yeah, it's me.
You were giving me a rough time. You were giving me a rough time. I'm a little heartbroken. My question is, he says something about being big. I'm bigger than you, I think. So I must be the big one. And you're the little...
They might not necessarily be talking about muscle size, you know.
I wasn't talking about muscle size. Okay, anyways.
Talking about being big.
So where were we?
I don't know. We just got done talking to a friend in UK. That's pretty cool, I think. I like that.
Yeah, we get them from everywhere.
It's very cool. I mean, you know. So,
yeah, that's the one reason I let them stay, you know, because I'm interested in what they have to say about reality TV and what, you know, what's going on with them. You know, I'm trying to remember. So where were we? Can anybody remind me? I think we were getting ready.
That I'm the greatest host you ever had on your show before. That's where you left off.
Wait. I can't say that. I will get beat up by Michelle.
male. I'm the greatest male host you've ever had on your show.
You know, you could be. Cowboy doesn't pay me enough money. So I'll give you that one. And Dan was good, but he left too fast. And Lane, he can't show up enough. So I kind of like, he's in and out. So Nathan Race.
Yes,
you want to give a little update? You want to tell them spoiler? Let's do the spoilers, and let's run with it. Hey, wait, we got another caller.
All right.
Maybe this is another British guy.
Is it a Skype again?
No Skype.
All right.
You know, wait. You know, did you hear the new movie that's coming out? Wait, I'll tell you a new movie coming out in a second. I just got to remember what it was called. Caller, you're up on the phone line.
Hey there. Jolly good show. Jolly good show.
Hey. How are you doing, mate?
What's popping, my brothers?
What's up, baby?
Oh, this is Ben. I thought it was somebody else.
Oh, that was great.
Leave my ZZ Top brother alone.
Louie.
What's up,
Ben? The UPS guy just showed up. I just got my free iPad. It's awesome.
Dick.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got one too. Lisa got one too.
Oh man, that's so embarrassing, bro. I just deleted the post, and then I went in and deleted everybody where it sent everybody's photo or whatever. I don't know. It's embarrassing.
It's an app that does it. People add these apps on Facebook, and if it's not a real common app, don't add it. You know, if it doesn't have like 2 million users or something. You know,
I haven't downloaded any apps on Facebook lately.
No?
Really? Do you click links at all from Facebook?
Like what, though? Like, for example, I mean, I mainly friend people, and I chat with my fans. That's pretty much all I do. I don't play any of the games.
No?
It won't be a game app. Normally, they're the stupid ones. Like,
friend of the day or something.
Yeah, like friendship ones or click here because somebody send you a something else. Oh, and Lisa says, you know, maybe it's the porn sites you visit. Like sugarmamas.com. Mr. No Fans said.
Wow. Tell Lisa I gotta get her stuff off my computer.
Actually, you know, actually, I think he doesn't go see those. No, man. Never mind. I think he
Knock
goes to...
See my friend from the UK? Look who's picking on who.
I know.
Sorry.
Hey, Ron, while you're... link me up to your website, because I got a whole new computer now. If you can send it over to my Facebook, you or Ben, one or the other. So I can get on it.
Okay.
Do you want do them both.
Yeah, so I can get on, so I can chat with my fans.
Yeah.
Thank you,
dude. Right. Yep.
Because my arms are not moving.
Oh, man.
Really, today has been a bad day for me health-wise, guys, just to let you guys know. I think I got a cold or something.
Yeah.
It's been on top of it, and I'm just sitting here trying to... finish this and move on to bed. But I feel a little better right now than I did most of the day. Maybe you guys gave me a little medicine, you know what I mean?
I hear you, brother.
In a little bit, I'm going to eat more rice.
There you go.
You know, Cowboy from Survivor? You probably didn't watch it back then. Did you watch Cowboy from Survivor?
Who, me?
13.
Yeah.
I've watched every Survivor.
Okay, season 13, there was Cowboy on Cook Islands.
Yeah.
He was on the show Thursday, and he has this thing called, we have this thing, he likes, he gave us, eat more rice. You know, he said rice is good. So that's our new motto, eat more rice.
Eat more rice.
I'm going to make a bumper sticker.
An actual
Cowboy
charity.
Cowboy says, eat more rice.
It's an actual charity. You can send money to it, and they buy rice for people.
Oh, really?
Yep. You can find them on Facebook. Just do a search for Eat More Rice.
Oh. Okay.
And if you guys want to... But, hey, let's finish the Amazing Race real quick. Can we...
You keep messing up, man.
I know. No, wait, Ben did that time.
All right. Now, Zev and Jeb came in first, and it's funny tonight. Phil says, you guys have your passports, right? So,
yes, I thought that was funny, too.
Yeah, that was very funny. You know what I mean? Thank God they came. You know, I don't think they have it to win the race, my opinion. But... they're good competitors, you know. They're funny. They're definitely good characters that they brought back. They deserve to come back. As far as the race tonight, when the Cowboys were last, and they were deep last for a little bit there, when they hit that mat, the alleged pit stop for the first leg of the race, where the race was continued, you know, I guess the whole thing was, oh, my God, are they going to get eliminated? But no, Phil said, you're still racing. Don't even talk to me. Move on. Open your clue up and go. So that's what they did. And then, you know, they went over and they did that Indian-type tribal dance for the next clue. And I thought that was, you know, it was pretty funny. And then they went on and did that kangaroo thing. And as me and Ron were speaking earlier, I'll tell you what, anybody that's a man's man, the Cowboys are man's man, and they're going to get their balls busted seriously when they get back home to the ranch. And so I can't wait to text Court and Jet to bust their balls. but they're good guys. They're really super excellent guys, and they can take ball busting, so I'm sure they'll be fine. But, you know, as the race went on, you know what? Right at the top of the pack, the Cowboys came, you know, right after all that. You know, I think there were three tonight. I'm sorry I didn't take any cheat notes tonight because of my, I went out partying a little bit, so, and not going to the bathroom, partying. and what's Amanda and who? What's the team that came in? What's the guy's name?
Amanda and Chris. One of my favorites.
You know what? It's one of your favorites, bro, but, you know, not for nothing, I think they're the team that's back, but they placed number 8 in this season. You know? So, I mean...
Yeah, I know.
So
I mean, I like them because...
Oh, you know, because I get pissed about that because why aren't me and Mike back? You know, we were number 4. You know?
And I agree, but...
We played a way better game than them. We were way more popular than them. I don't get it. You know? I don't know. I just... Maybe they need a guy and a girl team to throw in there, and they picked them. I don't know. Whatever. So.
I think that was one reason, and also I think they were on the Red Reality Show before, so they, you know, they needed to have them on.
Yeah. Well, if they were on your show, they're all good.
Yeah, I believe they were once a long time ago. Like the first year we were here.
Right.
Real quick, I remember them calling it, but yeah, I mean, I liked them. I'm still 100% go cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah. You too.
The cheerleaders looked so freaking hot in the kangaroo outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Tremendous. Tremendous.
What did you think about Marge losing her shoe?
I was praying that she didn't find it because they're one of my teams that I'm not, you know, they're not a favorite of mine. I'm sorry.
You know,
what,
the
were
first
they brought
I
him
liked
back.
Them.
They bring them back because he's deaf? Well, whatever. You know.
I liked him.
Nothing against people who are deaf. You know, but I mean, I don't know.
They can't hear you anyway.
The first season I liked him, but after the show and everything, I'm starting to wonder, you know, if they, that, you know, what you just said could be true and everything. So, you know, it's just something that I can see what you're saying. We do have another caller. Let's bring them up. Actually, they're from your neck of the woods. I bet you 401, you're on the radio. So, and you can turn down the speaker.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Wait,
hello.
I turned down the speaker. Can you hear
hello.
Us now?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? Is this Ron?
Yes, this is Ron. Who is this? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We'll talk to him,
my
Ron.
Name is Louis Stravato Jr.
I thought this was Louis's son. He sounded like Louis for a second there. Yeah, we already told your daddy about... our iPad that he's going to have to send to us. He spammed us.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering about that iPad, you know? I've been dying for one.
Wasn't it Louis Jr. that cracked the case?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Louis Jr. cracked the case. He's the man.
You know how I cracked that? One time I was on Facebook and I saw get a free Xbox and I clicked on it. Let me tell you, I had so much trouble getting on the Facebook and into my emails. It was horrible, like for a week straight.
And you never got an Xbox.
I never got an Xbox. I just got the Wii.
You know, I clicked one of those too. I can't remember what it was, and I've had it happen too. So when I saw that, I knew what was the problem. I think mine was mine was something about a free girl from like Australia to come and dance naked for me, and I clicked it. No, I'm just joking. I couldn't think of anything funny.
I would click that too.
So I told him, I have to tell my father we have to have the son father talk. Forget the father son talk. We need to have the son father talk about that iPad. And nice 55-inch flat screen TV, courtesy of
you may see that one. You can come to my house and watch it.
Oh, I do. It's called Every Sunday Laundry.
Hey, maybe he needs you to explain to him how not to click a link either. You know, explain to him like the whole process of, you know, the internet, you know, that this is not a good site, this is, you know.
We're going to have that talk one day also.
He needs some protection. You know, you need to tell him to make sure he has some good protection, too.
I'm very good antivirus spyware.
All you got to do is just say no.
Well, Lewis, on the blog, people are saying, how cute Louis Jr. He was cute when he was little. No, he's still cute. I love him to death. He's my son.
I am the cute one. You know, I do a Jersey Shore.
He must look like your mom then.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have her thighs.
Oh, man. he has no love
joking,
for his mom. I take that back.
Yeah, I'm only joking. But, no, I do definitely have the looks out of the family, you know.
Oh, my God.
So.
Well, I was going to say.
Yeah, got it after my grandfather.
That's funny. I forgot what I was going to say to you.
No, I just want to say my father, you know, he's a really awesome guy. And just watching him do the Amazing Race was very spectacular. And, you know, it was very unreal for me to sit there and watch TV and watch my father on it, you know, doing a show I never saw in my life till he was on it. But, yeah, it's just amazing. It's great. And especially all the people and the fans that love him. You know, I've had Facebook way longer than him. I probably have 350 friends. And I told him, I said, you should start a Facebook. He goes, oh, no, that's for kids. Well, one day he hits me up as a friend on Facebook. Next thing I know, guy has over 3,000 friends. How the hell does that happen?
Because he was on a TV show.
Yeah, because he was on a TV show. Yeah. You can watch me this Sunday on America's Most Wanted.
Oh, really?
No.
It's actually Saturday.
Oh,
that's funny.
He did. Like I said, he definitely does a lot for me. My brother, you know, takes care of everybody. You know, a real awesome guy, especially to go out there every day and risk his life, you know, for us.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. I since meeting him in Vegas, he's been one, like he was saying, he's been a great co-host, and I'm glad he came in on the show and everything. I'm glad we get to talk every week. Even tonight when he called and he made sure I knew he was going to be a couple of minutes late. You know, and that's what me and Shell and you both done. You guys both make sure I know when you guys are going to be late. And your dad is a good guy, and I'll definitely say that too.
I'm sure you have more callers, so I'll let you guys know. And
no,
we have no more callers.
You don't. Hey, I'll stay on the line.
Yeah, I mean, sit with us. We're going to only do it for a few more minutes, but
we're only on about 6 more minutes, Lewis. And Lewis, thank you so much for your kind words. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Dad.
Would you have any kind words, Louie? I mean, for Louie?
My son. You know, he's had his struggles in life, and but he's really coming along, especially this last year. He works hard every day, and he's understanding what, you know, the struggle to make, you know, a dollar is and how important it is. And I'm proud of him for that. So, I mean, you know, he may not like his job, but he understands that he has to do it in order to survive.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Appreciate that. I'm glad CVS had a sale on tissues.
Stop it.
I'm only joking. No, that's...
People are goofing
really
on
awesome.
Us on the blog. They're calling us, oh, how sweet. And Rich is like, he's only 5 years younger than me. Lisa Cruz wants to get with you.
Lisa Cruz, well, yeah. What's going on?
I don't even know where to go with this conversation.
all right, I'm going to try to get Dan and Jordan next week. I'm going to work on that.
And I might even send him a little letter, just a little note, saying, you know, if Louis gets a hold of you, you know, we would love to have you on next Thursday, or next Thursday, next Sunday for the show, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like a little plug.
Hey, for those people out there that are inquiring, because everybody loves my little puppy I put up on Facebook, my baby Bella is doing awesome. She's getting big. She's a beast. she's going to be a big female boxer. But she's so good. So thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'd still like to see the puppy. I haven't seen the puppy yet.
Well, you will.
Oh, I know. I have a few cats at home. You could take it over.
No, all set with the cats. So. Well, about to wrap this up, Ron.
Yes, I'm ready to wrap it up, too. What a show tonight. It was fun. We had a guy from the UK call in and bust Louis' chops. We had his son call in and bust his chops. We had Ben call in and bust his chops. And I always bust his chops. sorry, Louis. Today was pick on Louis Day.
As the Italians like to say, we like the bust of Gugats.
Was it?
He's trying to speak Italian.
As the Italians like to say, we like to bust his Gugats.
Ah, okay.
I think he got that from Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I'm definitely DTF tonight.
Jersey Shore. We can talk about Jersey Shore. I was trying, one thing I was going to do, Louie, was going to make movie titles. I was going to make movie titles that were reality based on the top 10. On the 10 movies that were up for nomination for Best Oscar. And I was going to put it like, you know, and I had one, but I can't remember it that I wanted to say, even though I didn't do all 10 of them. And it was, one was 127 Days in the Big Brother House. That was a stupid one, I thought. I think there's more than those that many days. And then, but there was one about Brandon and Rachel I was going to do. And I can't remember what it was. But anyways, let's say goodnight. And maybe by tomorrow I'll remember that. Come back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Me and Michelle Costa. She's crazy too. All these people from Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Providence. If you live up there, you're all crazy.
I want to thank everybody for listening tonight, listening to the amazing Ron Rad reality show. You guys are awesome, especially you guys who are listening right now, calling in and blogging with us. We really appreciate it. It is deeply appreciated. God bless.
Sounds good. Louis, Louis Jr., you want to say hello? Goodbye, man.
Yeah. Definitely, you know. I appreciate you guys letting me call in and you know, I like the
anytime.
Thank all the fans out there for my amazing dad And, Ron, I haven't really ever talked to you before. You know, you sound like a really great guy. You know, you should definitely get down to Rhode Island and, you know, have some fun with us.
Well, I'm in Georgia. I actually live in Georgia.
My father has a good job. I'm sure he could send you a ticket.
Yeah, right now I can't fly, but yeah. I'm
man. I'll add a dollar to it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Ben,
good night,
Ben.
Good night, y'all.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.